This is HPR episode 2576 entitled My Swedish and German Podcasts Part 1 and is part of the series Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Folky and is about 6 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I'm recommending 6 podcasts in Swedish and German.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, this is Folky. I'm recording this on my SensaClip Zip, so we will see how it works out. As I told you earlier, I'm a heavy podcast listener with a long server list in my .podcat folder. Most of the English-speaking ones others have already talked about in earlier shows here on Hacker Public Radio, but we aren't only English-speaking in our community. Yes, I have a German accent, and some may wish to learn some other languages as well, so I thought I could begin some kind of expansion of the podcasts I listen to series by giving you my podcasts in Swedish and German, but I don't give you all at once. I think it's getting too much too soon otherwise. The URLs will, of course, be in the show notes. Let's begin with 3 from each language, and I'm taking the Swedish first. Sweden and Germany have good working public radio networks with a great bunch of shows available as podcasts, sometimes even exclusively produced as such. The Swedish network is called Sveriges Radio, Sweden's radio, you could translate it, or short SR. Its first station, P1, you could compare to BBC 4. And one of its shows, fully dedicated to a language, is simply called Språket, the language. Here you have 2 persons answering questions about the Swedish and in some cases also the related Norwegian, Danish and German languages. It can be about grammar, but mostly it's more about what a certain word is meaning, if it's special for a certain region, where it's coming from, and so on. It really helped me learn more about the language of my home country by choice, and if what I'm hearing around could be an example for the regional dialect of Småland, where I'm living. To continue with the good shows from P1, Vetenskapsradio Historia, also science radio history, is for all those interested in history. It's nowadays about 3/4 hour, and you can hear much on Swedish and Scandinavian history, but also European and world history. It's often one of the contributions is a work of one of the journalists with some specialist on some historic important place talking about what happened there or what the place is representing. One more great show from P1 is Mediana, the media, where you have journalists reporting on the work of other journalists. They don't give you the news of the week, but instead weekly take a look on how the news got reported and how the media are changing. Often they take up ethical questions in the development of media, including social media too. Something similar you got from the German radio station Deutschlandfunk. The show is called Medias Res, with an at sign before the name to show that it's not only talking about the old media, but the new media on the internets too. That show is transmitted every workday and has some funny extra, such as Schlagzeile von morgen, headline of tomorrow, where some editor of one of the many newspapers in Germany or also Austria or Swiss is talking about the headline his/her newspaper will have the next day. Sometimes it's called Schlagzeile, wo heute schon morgen ist, headline where today already is tomorrow, and you have an editor on the line from a country somewhere on the other side of the globe. As someone calling himself an European by heart, I like to hear some more from other parts of Europe than Sweden and Germany and on European politics. That's why I love the show Europa heute, Europe Today, from the same station. At last, one more show from Deutschlandfunk called Computer und Kommunikation, Computer and Communication, talking all about our favorite issue, computers and all things connected to it. It's aired once a week on Saturday. This way the news often are no news anymore for netizens, but you get quite some good background informations and talking the big picture of developments in the digital world. That's all for now. If not too many listeners are protesting aloud, I will continue with more recommendations as soon as I get time over. Maybe you would like to distribute too with something on shows in other languages. Go for it! I for myself would like to hear some more on Norwegian shows, for example. Goodbye!
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.